Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. So after successfully rebooting several retro game shows, ABC is bringing back another classic, The Gong Show, a new version of the Irreverent Talent Show competition, which debuts later this year and is being executive produced by Will Arnett. And he joins us this morning. Will, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I got to tell you, right off the bat, I got to gush a little bit. Arrested Development, The Sopranos, Blades of Glory, 30 Rock, Despicable Me, BoJack Horseman, Flaked, and of course, Batman. And I got to tell you, you might have put yourself up there right with Adam West on the equally iconic voice of this this legendary character.
Listen, I'll take a compliment where I can get it. And he, you know, obviously he was the first. He was the first Batman that people saw on any screen.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. Yeah, he was awesome and funny. And people dismiss that Batman sometimes as being too goofy, but I think it was kind of fun.
It was classic. It was classic. Yeah, and it was absolutely fun. Loved Arrested Development. I still think that was one of the top 10 shows of all time on television. It must have been a blast to work with Michael Cera again.
Yeah, it was great. You know, Michael's such a talented guy, and I was so happy that he agreed to come and be part of our little thing over at Lego Batman. He did such an interesting thing with Robin, again, an iconic character, and he kind of made it his own. He's just an awesome dude.
Well, I got to tell you, whole family just love the movie, and I love everything you do. Anytime I see your name headlining something, I'm all over it, man. Love what you do.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're about the same age. So I'm sure growing up, you watched game shows as a kid.
Sure, I did.
What were some of your faves?
I used to watch Newlywed Game.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was pretty hilarious. You could get some pretty, you know, as a kid, it could get kind of racy. And so I remember, like, for a show that was on, like, right before dinner.
Yeah, right.
You get to get a lot of sort of, like, there was a ton of innuendo, some thinly veiled and some not. So I thought that was pretty funny. But I used to watch all the classic ones, too, you know, Pyramid and, you know, Price is Right and all that stuff. But for me, one of the reasons that I got involved in the Gong Show was the Gong Show was kind of unwanted stepchild of game shows.
Mm-hmm.
It was loose. The format was super loose. Chuck Barris, the host, seemed like he just walked in off the street and he had maybe had a couple. And there was kind of, yeah. There was something funny. It wasn't just about these terrible or crazy acts. It was also about the panel being really having fun out there. And that you kind of felt like you were in on the laugh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say the Match Game was tops for me, but you mentioned Newlywed Game. That was another Chuck Barris production.
It was.
And this you know, and this game show was on, you know, 76 to 78, and then again from 76 to 80 in syndication. And you're right, the panel, and I remember J.P. Morgan, Rip Taylor, and it was all these 70s sitcom stars. It was like,
oh, yeah, and there were major, and Steve Martin was on there,
yeah.
Dave Letterman.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some really big stars on there, and but it was super fun. And you remember those classic moments where an act would come out and finally somebody couldn't take it anymore and they'd start walking towards the gong and then the other person would grab them.
Right.
They'd wrestle over the gong and you're thinking, like, is this real or is it staged or, you know. But either way, it was just kind of fun and loose.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I was watching a couple old ones that I could find on the internet, and I think I found Jamie Farr and Anson Williams also.
Amazing.
On the panel, right?
Amazing. What a crew.
Yeah, right, from the
70s. I'm so jealous that I wasn't on that panel.
Right? Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. The show kind of was ahead of its time, wasn't it? I mean, from the humor perspective, from the gaming perspective, from the competition, it was kind of ahead of its time.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think it was ahead of its time because at that time, everything was so – there wasn't a lot of kind of behind-the-scenes stuff going
right.
on. And now you know, you didn't see. I always say that these days, all people want is to see how the sausage is made, and everything's about behind the scenes and taking a look. And so everybody wants to see how the sausage is made, and nobody wants to eat the sausage anymore. And I'm trying to put the sausage back into people's mouths.
Fantastic! You're a good man. I know what you mean.
Whatever I can to get that. To put sausage into people.
That's fantastic. How do you envision, okay, knowing how the format went on the show, how do you envision the new version going?
You know, we're still kind of honing in on it, on the final product and what it's going to look like, but what we all agree on is it's going to be a format that really embraces the idea of a funny panel. You know, we're hosting these big huge casting calls all across the country, and you know, we're going to get lots of crazy and fun talent out there, and also some not so talent. But you know, I think that we're going to really embrace the idea of the panel being fun and funny, and you know. And having a good time and letting them be loose. It's not going to be, there aren't going to be any kind of, you know, there's no rehearsal or, you know, we're not having anybody just stay within the lines. It's just going to be really out there.
Love that. I love that. Yeah. And many of these shows that have returned, because it'll find a new audience, of course. We'll remember, you know, the people that grew up with it will enjoy watching it. You'll find a new audience with it as well. But many of these shows have returned and provided viewers with similar, like the sets, like Match Game. Looks like Gene Rayburn's going to walk out at any moment. I'm hoping to see some orange on the set.
Well, I can tell you this. I mean, I think that we definitely would like to embrace some of the old show, but at the same time, you know, we want it to be to feel like really, really big and feel like it's a big show and you know, that's also important to us, you know, that feels, and, you know, the last 10, 15 years, we've been inundated with these talent shows, and I don't know if you can hear air quotes, but just believe me that they're happening. And I think that we're all a little sick of them. Hang on, let me amend that. I'm super sick of these talent shows. And it's time that they're just so formulaic, and it's like, we got to be having fun again.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm looking forward to that. Now, you're executive producing this. Are you playing in your head about the point of maybe hosting it or paneling it, or is that still up for debate at this point?
I'm not gonna host it. We're actually zeroing in on a couple great hosts, and some are well-known and some are not. Some are just kind of like veteran comics who kind
that's
of
cool.
Don't bring the baggage of being a celebrity, but have been doing it a long time, and I think that could be kind of fun. Nobody knew who Chuck Barris was.
No, right.
You know, I mean, outside of Hollywood, of course, and so I want that to kind of, maybe that's a good way to go as well. Go with somebody who's going to be funny, fast on their feet, but doesn't necessarily bring a bunch of, you know, pre-existing baggage. I bring a lot of pre-existing baggage. but I'm definitely going to be on the panel, and I can't really announce right now who's already committed to be on the panel. No, it's going to be, I got a ton of really funny people, a lot of my good friends coming out who are going to take part, because they all recognize that this is going to be something fun to be part of.
That's awesome. And if you miss the live auditions, you can send in a video as well.
Yes, to gongshowcasting.com. Got all the info there. And if you've got something, if you've got a crazy act, and even if you don't have one yet, come up with one today. and head on down. We would love to have you. The least prepared people are going to be rewarded.
Right, exactly. And you know, you got to think about this too. You know, you got to demonstrate why it's a one of a kind act. You want to see some original performances here, right?
Yeah. I want to see that this has been worked on in your basement and has not seen the light of day until this moment.
That's awesome.
Will be rewarded again.
That's awesome. Will, thank you so much for joining us and looking forward to the show. I'm assuming it's this summer. Is that what kind of we're looking for?
Yeah, it's going to be this summer on ABC.
Very cool.
And it's going to be a lot of fun in prime time. So, you know, we're looking forward to, I'm looking forward to people from the Chicago area being represented. So come on out.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you, man.
All right. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN.